Dads, do you want a thriving business that doesn't control you? A passionate marriage and kids that adore you? Do you want to grow deeper in your faith? Be healthier, both physically and mentally? Build more meaningful relationships with your friends? Welcome to the Balanced Business Dad Podcast, where in each episode, we dive into balancing and optimizing the six pillars of life: faith, health, marriage, fatherhood, brotherhood, and business. And here are your hosts, pioneers of the Balanced Business Dad movement, Dustin Hoag and RJ Campbell.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Balanced Business Dad. I'm your host, Coach Dustin, and welcome to another episode. Guys, I'm going to jump into it real quick today. This is going to be a short and sweet, but informative episode. So I want to talk a little bit about today about reviews and production reviews, personal reviews, whatever you want to talk about them. I was having this coaching conversation with a member of the council last week, and he is actually in a place where he is selling his business. And one of the things that came up with him, so now he's actually looking for a job where he's not going to be self-employed anymore. He wanted to go back into the workforce, sold his business for 14 years, and is kind of, you know, feeling interesting about it. But one of the things he said is he's looking forward to having performance reviews. Now, that took me off guard for a minute because I never really enjoyed performance reviews. Obviously, I'm going to assume most entrepreneurs didn't. However, what he said made a lot of sense. In a performance review, you have someone else kind of looking at you. For lack of a better word, you have somebody kind of judging you. And sometimes you could be pushed in the right direction because you may or not be performing how you want to. But the other part is you could actually be told you're doing a good job. And see, what we found is a lot of entrepreneurs, if they are doing performance reviews for themselves, they're too hard on themselves. And if you're going to be too hard on yourselves, the reality of it is you're probably not going to be producing at the highest level that you can produce at. See, when we are feeling good about ourselves, we are more confident. When we are more confident, we want to work more. We want to do more in that zone that we feel confident in, which should be our business, right? So it did make a little bit of sense after he said it that way about, I'm excited for performance reviews for someone to tell me I'm doing a good job. I'm also excited for performance reviews to see if I really am doing a good job. So it made me think, you know, at the Dad Up Council that we have and the mastermind that is ran with the Balanced Business Dad, at our retreats, we have something called the balance sheet. And the balance sheet really is a scorecard. So it's kind of like a performance review. So I'm going to encourage you who don't have a scorecard in your business right now to develop one. So I run a scorecard in every one of our businesses, and I got that from the book Traction, which you've heard me talk about a little bit. But in that book, it talks about that you need to be able to score yourself and your business on anywhere between 5 to 7 items that are of the utmost importance in your business. Maybe it's revenue collected, maybe it's accounts receivable, past due bills, whatever it may be. Maybe it's leads coming into the business. I don't know without talking to your business, obviously, but there's certain items you need to take account of, right? So do you have that, right? Because that's where that performance review comes in. And I know we're kind of talking about performance reviews here, but it also leads into the score conversation because you got to know the score of your business. That's the tip for today. Do you know the score of your business? Do you know if you're winning? Do you know if you're losing? And if you're behind, how far are you behind? And I'm not just talking about this goal, you know, maybe the goal board on there, but of every number that's important in your business, you as the business owner have to know the score. There's not an athlete out there that during a game, they don't know the score. Right? Because that's the number one thing. So score yourself, score your business, have a scorecard. If you're the only one operating in your business, then you have this performance review every single week with yourself to go over these numbers. You can start scoring yourself. You can start making sure that you're on track. So if you're off track, it doesn't go that far off track. Guys, I hope this made sense. I hope you are learning from this and you're going to implement some of these things in your business and your life. Remember, here at the Balanced Business Dad, we talk about the six pillars because it's six pillars of life, but it's one you. And as always, that's faith, health, marriage, fatherhood, brotherhood, and business in that order. This episode was about business, but I can also challenge that says your performance review and your scorecard, you can put in any pillar, right? Maybe you jump, maybe you take score of the marriage. You know, how many date nights did we go on this month? And this is something you necessarily have to talk about, like to keep score of a marriage, but it's, hey, I lacked this month in showing my wife how I love them or showing my wife how I love her. So I need to make sure I'm raising that because I know the score because it's my score. Dads, this is what I have today. Remember to dad up because the people in your life who love you the most deserve for you to be at your best. Dad up, and until next time, I'll talk to you next week.